And you find that. You listen to a number of people, like this mathematician you have here. What's his name? Crippled Hawkins, right? If you listen to him, you know, when he wrote his book about the history of time and so, he was denying God. Complete atheist at that point. Earlier, he was believing in God. You know, he was quite intelligent, etc. But then he hit around late teens, early 20s, whatever, and he had this debilitating disease affecting his spinal cord. He just became crippled to the point where he couldn't speak. And for him, he went, they took him to trips to India. You know, he gave talks there through the voice created by computer and so on. Traveled around India. For him, you see, there is this anguish that he had. Why me? Why me? Me with this huge brain. Genius. And look what happened to my body. And in India, you have all these people. Useless, in his concept. Yeah. Just living these lives and dying like animals, you know, contributing nothing to human, you know, knowledge and so on, so on, so on. And they're living healthy, physical lives. Why? Of course, you can't explain why. You know, why them? Why not you? Why don't you have the good body that makes you, you know, pleasurable life, etc.? You have that brain so much to offer. Why you have to go through all of this? Eventually, he fell in love with his nurse and divorced his wife and married her. So he found love in his life, and then God came back in his life. His later writings, you hear him talking more about God, etc. So this was the you know, as I said, an example of atheism coming from tragedy, personal tragedy. And it's what you find for most people. You look into their lives who are atheists, they will go back to some personal tragedy. So you need to get to where they have, things have fallen apart for them, and try to help them to understand that though it might seem to you to be evil, there is ultimately good in it. In the previous session, we looked at Dawah to atheists, basically clarifying that the Dawah to belief in Allah is one which is logical, it's reasonable, and that it is atheism, the call to atheism, which is irrational and illogical. And we looked at the various arguments to support it, and we also looked at the arguments of the atheists for atheism. There is one other argument which is used by them, which we need to look at, and which is also used by some Christians to justify Christianity. And that is the argument which Christian philosophers who were leaning to atheism threw against the Christian scholars during the Renaissance. The question was, if God is able to do all things, right? Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Can he create a stone which is too heavy for him to lift? Right? Can he create a stone which is too heavy for him to lift? It's good to know this one, because somebody is likely to throw it at you sometime, someplace. Right? Because it seems that you are caught in what we call catch-22. If you say, yes, he's able, because he's able to do all things, to create a stone which is too heavy for him to lift, then you are saying that there will be things, or there can be things, which is greater than God. What? If you say no, then you are nullifying the concept that God is able to do all things. So what is it? So the answer, from the Islamic perspective, is that when we speak about God being able to do all things, we are not referring to things which contradict Him being God. This is not included. When Allah talks about not having a son, and he also adds to that, and it is not befitting for him to have a son. It's not befitting, because to have a son is to make him no longer God, to have the characteristics of his creatures. So when we talk about God being able to do all things, it doesn't include things which contradict his divinity. Meaning, if we define God as having no beginning, and then somebody asks you, can God be born? That is contradictory. You've already defined God as having no beginning. So to ask, can he be born, is absurd. We call this an absurdity. Or we say God is one who has no end. This is part of the definition of God. To then ask, can God die? That is an absurdity. Can the one who has no end die? No. Can the one who has no beginning be born? No. Because if he was born, he would not be the one without beginning. If he died, he would not be the one without end. So, it contradicts him being God. So anything, any question, which contradicts God being God, we don't include this in Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So we say, the idea of God creating a stone which is too heavy for him to lift is absurd, because Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than all things. To create something which is greater than himself, then he would no longer be greater than all things. He would no longer be Allah. So you're asking, really, can Allah not be Allah? That's really what you're asking. You know? Since he's able to do all things, can God no longer be God? Well, yes, if he was no longer God, he would not be God anymore. So, it's an absurdity. So we end that discussion by putting it in the general category of absurdities which you don't attribute to God, in the general statement that God is able to do all things. I mention this, why? Because for da'wah to Christians, they may bring this at you. Isn't God able to do all things? Well, can't he have a son? You see? You get caught in that argument. But you lump it together and you say, okay, you want to ask, can God have a son? Can he create something which is too heavy for him to lift? You know, take it back to them. No, they won't accept this because it is absurd. Goes against God being God. Similarly, having a son goes against God being God.